From KALW News in San Francisco, this is Cross Currents. Context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
Sunset.
I live in the Inner Sunset.
I live in Sausalito.
Coming up in this special one-hour edition of Cross Currents, we'll be joined live by a special guest.
You're listening to Radio Lab.
I'm Chad Abumrad.
That's right. We're delving into the world of sound with the master himself. We'll join Jad in hearing how the Golden Gate Bridge has fared in blockbuster films. Then we'll see just how tough the bridge actually is.
The cable is the weakest link. So if anything is going to go first, it's going to be the main cable.
And we venture into a secret lab to find our favorite kind of magic bubble.
A magic bubble of sound.
We're celebrating sound with Radiolab's Jad Abumrad today on a special live edition of Cross Currents. Stay with us. Joining me today live is Jad Abumrad. Welcome to the show, Jad.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Well, thank you for being with us. Jad Abumrad is co-host and producer of NPR's Radiolab and recipient of a 2011 MacArthur Genius Grant, too. Radiolab's signature sound design definitely stands out among other NPR shows. Jad, you're trained as a musical composer, and I'm wondering how you were initially inspired to bridge that skill with making radio.
Before I answer that question, I must say you are the one person on the planet who has actually said my name correctly. I'm kind of stunned, so kudos to you.
Thank you.
Question was, what was the question again? How did I get into
sound? You were trained as a musical composer, but then you went into radio.
Yes.
What was that about?
Oh, you know, it was a case of failing forward, as they say in Silicon Valley sometimes. Maybe they say that. But I had tried to be a composer and got out of school. I mean, that was kind of what I thought I'd be doing since I was like five.
Mm.
And I got out of school, did it for a little while, and it just turns out it's really, really hard. I mean, it's hard to, because like I had this idea about writing music that like you just sort of like close your eyes and express musical glory onto paper. But no, actually what you do as a composer is you just solve problems. I mean, someone needs a very specific thing of a specific length, of a specific mood, of a specific set of instruments. And you've got to provide that. And I just turned out to be no good at that part of it. So I kind of stopped and had one of those sort of like 4 or 5 years after college flails, and ended up taking on a variety of jobs. And then one day I was like, you know what? Let me volunteer for this radio station, because it's kind of like sound and composing, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like writing, which is the other thing I was doing in school. So it's sort of the thing where they meet. And so I started volunteering, and, you know, the rest is kind of history.
All right. Well, we are happy to have you in radio. Thank you for coming into radio. And
my pleasure.
One story that comes to mind, Jad, is about fireflies and how you used creative sound design to illustrate this silent insect. So we're going to hear a clip from back in your very first season making Radiolab.
Fireflies are something that we have all loved as kids, right? Catching them in the backyard, putting them in a jar and watching them glow. So we don't tend to think of them as anything all that mysterious. Well, they do one thing very nicely, which is flash on and off.
That's all fireflies do, flash. But what interests Steve Strogatz, a mathematician at Cornell University, is that there are places in the world,
not here, but in Southeast Asia, in Malaysia or Thailand,
where fireflies don't just flash randomly, like we're used to. They somehow flash together.
There are enormous congregations of fireflies along riverbanks.
How many?
It could be tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands.
Tree after tree, extending for literally miles along the rivers, all flashing in sync like a Christmas tree. Rows and rows of Christmas trees all wired together going off. And it's one of the most hypnotic and spellbinding spectacles in nature, because you have to keep in mind it is absolutely silent. I mean, picture it. There's a riverbank in Thailand in the remote part of the jungle. You're in a canoe slipping down the river. There's no sound of anything, maybe the occasional, you know, exotic jungle bird or something. And you're looking and you just see whoop, whoop, with thousands of lights on and then off, all in sync.
Imagine
imagine all the trees, as far as you can see, are all brilliantly lit and then totally dark. Brilliantly lit, total darkness.
All of them in sync.
Yeah, and no Westerner had ever seen this sight.
That's a clip from Radiolab, hosted by my guest, Jad Abumrad, with his co-host, his partner in crime, Krolwich, Robert Krolwich. Mm-hmm. So, Jad, how on earth did you decide what a firefly would sound like?
I don't know. I mean, that was tricky. It's one of these things that when anyone who's seen, you know, lots of fireflies flashing, it's such a visceral and emotional, in a way, image, but it's silent. And so, you know, it was a real question. But, you know, it's funny. I think at the time I was really, well, I still am really obsessed with Walter Murch and the great film editor who did Apocalypse Now, The Godfather, a couple of the Godfather movies, Cold Mountain, a whole bunch of films. He's a film editor, but also sort of a great thinker about editing. And he has this way of thinking about the role that sound plays in a story that was really useful to me at that moment. Mm. I mean, he sort of talks about how sound is spread across the spectrum. And you have sound that is very, well, you have words, and words are these sort of arbitrary collections of noises that really don't mean anything. I mean, they don't inherently mean anything. Like this thing right here, we call it a chair. But, you know, in Arabic, we call it kirsi, which, you know, it's the only reason we call it that is because a bunch of people got together and agreed that's what we should call it. And so you get those words, and you have to sort of crack the husk of that word to extract a picture of a chair. So that's on one side of the spectrum. But on the other side of the spectrum, you have music, which is, he calls embodied sound. It's sound that doesn't actually represent anything. Like when you hear Adagio for Strings, that famous very, very sad piece, it's not representing sadness, it just is sad. It somehow embodies the feeling of sadness. So you have these two poles, right? But in the middle, you have all of this middle ground, and you can find sounds which are partly musical in that they carry a kind of feeling, and they are also partly linguistic in that they suggest an image. And so I started thinking about what sounds could, almost like a leitmotif, the way a composer uses a leitmotif to represent a character in a drama, you know, like in The Lord of the Rings, every time you see the ring, you hear a very specific, and that means ring. And over the course of the drama, that motif will change.
And the brain understands that.
Yeah, on some subconscious level. And so I wanted a sound that was sharp and reminded people of insects, but right, also had a sort of like a beautiful, pure pitch that gave someone the feeling of that little point of light just sort of poking through the darkness.
Well, it totally worked. And today on Cross Currents, we are celebrating sound. Jad, you're going to be here in San Francisco soon to discuss your creative process in a show called Gut Churn on October 1st. And we have tickets. We here at KALW are in our fall membership campaign. It is the final 7 minutes of the membership campaign. And if you call now at 800-525-9917 and make a contribution of $200, that gets you two tickets to see Jad Abumrad live here in San Francisco. And it includes a little meet and greet, which you would probably want to do. So give us a call now to make your contribution to KALW and meet Jad Abumrad. By the way, Jad, I'm an Arabic speaker. That's why I can say Abumrad.
I'm getting that. I was like, yeah, all right. You're giving me deja vu for my family.
There you go. $200.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
$200. Mm-hmm. And I have the number written here, 800-525-9917. Is that right?
That is right. 800.
Okay, and I will score your meet and greet. Whatever that means, whatever room we find ourselves in, we will create music together.
Ah.
So please support KALW, 800-525-9917, KALW.
You don't want to pass this up at all. 800-525-9917. We'll talk more with Jad Abumrad later, but now on to our first story. Today is the very last Cross Currents during this membership drive. We're trying to reach our goal, and we've just got a couple of days of summer left. And while that often means warmer weather here in San Francisco, it also means the end of the blockbuster film season.
The choice may be too hard to face.
An old friend who becomes an enemy. But what if a single twist of fate destroys them all?
There's a certain bridge that seems to be the target of many a movie calamity. This summer, it was overrun in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Apes! Together! Strong!
Yes, the Golden Gate Bridge is an easy target. It's big, it's iconic, it's orange. And it's been nailed in a lot of movies, according to KALW sound engineer Seth Samuel. And he can prove it.
I have seen a lot of movies. And knowing this, my editor, Ben Trefney, took me aside one day and said,
"Hey, Seth."
"Yes, Ben?"
"Hey, how about you make a piece that compiles a bunch of movies in which the Golden Gate Bridge gets hammered?"
And I said, "Okay, so here goes." Disasters often befall the Golden Gate Bridge.
It's an earthquake.
That puts the epicenter of the 7.1 earthquake right in the heart of the San Francisco Bay.
Sometimes it's an earthquake. Sometimes the Earth's core overheats and the bridge melts.
The whole West Coast is out.
Operations to all Navy personnel on the Golden Gate Bridge. You can do nothing more where you are. You're to abandon your post at once and not sacrifice your lives needlessly. These are Captain...
A gigantic octopus mounts it.
Dad, what's going on?
And that's an ape roaring on the bridge. He sounds pissed.
It's a horrific situation here.
It struck.
Where?
Golden Gate Bridge.
We have to get off the bridge before...
One time, a giant woman cruised around on the bridge, using cars as roller skates.
I mean, it must be 300 feet tall.
Striker, there's civilians on the bridge! Hold your fire!
Oh, and here comes Godzilla, and here's what he sounds like. Let's hear that again, because it is an awesome sound.
Get traffic off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Red alert for Operation
City. Get traffic off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Cars are tumbling off the bridge.
Pull up! Pull up!
Your hands on the bridge!
Ah! I can't pull up!
Luckily, the Incredible Hulk jumped onto the roof of his plane, knocking it off its collision course. And then, in 2006, an elderly man used his mutant powers to tear the bridge off its foundations and redirected it to Alcatraz.
Charles always wanted to build bridges.
I think that requires the biggest suspension of disbelief.
Where do you think you're going?
Out on the bridge.
No, you're not. You want to get killed?
On the Golden Gate Bridge, I'm Seth Samuel for Cross Currents.
This is Cross Currents from KALW News. That was Seth Samuel, the incomparable sound designer here, right here on Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba here on Cross Currents with Radiolab's Jad Abumrad. We just heard a number of examples of sound design in film, with which Seth happened to study in college. In Oberlin.
Really?
Yes.
No kidding.
Yeah.
A fellow operative in the field.
Uh-huh. And quite an operative he is. So, Jad, how many of those movies can you name that we just heard?
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, obviously there was Godzilla. There was X-Men. One of the 50,000 X-Men movies was in there. X-Men 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There was Planet of the Apes, I believe, was referenced.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's probably a Harrison Ford movie in there, and I bet Bruce Willis was in there somewhere. I didn't catch the others. What were they?
Oh, Godzilla, the new one, the Hulk. It came from beneath the sea. Monsters versus Aliens.
Right.
Pacific Rim, The Core. Those were the films. So,
okay.
do you have a favorite moment in cinema sound design that you'd like to share?
Well, sound design, okay, let me think about that. You know, I have a bunch. unfortunately, you may need to sort of clear your evening here so we can start. Well, I'll mention too, in terms of sound design, you know, it's one of these things in the film world, like the difference between sound design and composition, it's always like hotly debated because they're kind of the same thing and for me, but in film, they're very different. But Irma Vep, I don't know if you remember that movie. It's a foreign film and I forget of what nationality, but it's sort of it's like a weird gothy vampire movie that's sort of arty and a bit hard to understand. But at the end, the penultimate moment where the vampiress, I believe she's flying out a window or something. I forget what exactly it is, but there is about a 3-minute passage where whoever was sound designing that film just, they got let out of their cage and they went bananas. Mm. And there's like a 3-minute just weird, crazy, like completely abstract sound design moment that is gorgeous. I remember that one sort of turning me on at one point.
All right.
And then can I throw another one in there?
We need to go to our next one, but we'll be happy to do it a little bit later. You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. And now on to our next story. All right. So in our last story, we heard how the Golden Gate Bridge has been leveled in earthquakes, ripped apart by apes, melted, and even transplanted by a mutant in movies for pretend. But how would the Golden Gate Bridge fare in more realistic disaster scenarios? KALW's Isabel Angel decided to find out.
We're going to take a close look at three very real situations: overcrowding, a tsunami, and an earthquake, and find out if those disasters could bring down the Golden Gate Bridge.
My name is Hassan Astani. I'm a professor of structural engineering and bridge engineering at UC Berkeley.
Turns out Astana is the perfect person to play along. He's been a bridge engineer for over 40 years.
God forbid, we don't want anything even related to collapse the Golden Gate Bridge. This is one of the best bridges in the world. But, you know, question is valid question. So we are in this business to provide you with the answer.
Let's start with the overcrowding. When the Golden Gate Bridge opened back in 1937, 50,000 people walked on to check it out. No problem. But in 1987, when the bridge turned 50, 300,000 pedestrians crowded on. Now, picture the bridge. The roadway gently curves up towards the middle. Well, on that day, the bridge actually flattened, losing its curved shape. Astana says the load stretched the cables.
The cable is the weakest link among deck, roadway, and the towers. So if anything is going to go first, it's going to be the main cables.
But he says it wasn't actually dangerous.
Because of 300,000 people being on the bridge, the stresses in the bridge reached 40% of capacity. Under ordinary load up bridge, which is cars and trucks, the stresses in the bridge are 25%.
So how many people would it take to collapse the bridge?
We did a calculation to see what happens.
And after crunching the numbers, Astana found it would take this many people to bring it down.
900,000 people. So you have to get the whole population of San Francisco and perhaps suburbs on the bridge to have the cable fake.
Just how would you fit 900,000 people onto the bridge?
For each square foot of area. That one square foot of area should hold 1.5 person, which is impossible.
Unless you stack them.
So if you put two people standing on top of each other, kind of like sitting on the shoulder, you might get 1.5 person per square foot.
And even with a double layer of people, Astana says you'd have to forcibly shove everyone onto the bridge to maximize space.
Japanese trains, they do it. In Japan, when the trains stop, there are people who push people inside the train. So you have to do the same.
So overcrowding is pretty unlikely. But what about a tsunami? Maybe the destruction these giant waves recently caused across the Pacific also gives us reason to be nervous. Could the Golden Gate Bridge survive a massive wall of water crashing into it? Astana says to figure out what kind of damage a tsunami would do to your structure, you have to know the wave's speed and the wave's height.
In order to have enough height of water that comes in with like 25 miles per hour speed and topples the towers of Golden Gate Bridge, you have to have the height equal to about 300 feet. And that's impossible. It's impossible to have any tsunami reaching the bridge that probably is more than even 50 feet.
That's because we don't have the type of underwater faults off our coastline that cause big tsunamis. Even if we did, the biggest earthquake-caused tsunami on record was 200 feet tall. But according to Astana, even that's not high enough to topple the Golden Gate Bridge.
If you want to have enough water that you can be toppled in the beach, it has to be up to your neck. That's the same thing with Golden Gate Bridge. But Golden Gate Bridge neck is pretty high.
So tsunamis, nothing to worry about. But what about an earthquake?
Well, that one, of course, is very serious, a real issue here. It's not like people on the bridge or tsunamis.
Astana says the towers of the bridge are so heavy, the original engineers didn't bolt them to their foundation.
So when the earthquake comes, the big one, the real one, the towers of Golden Gate Bridge can actually uplift.
That sounds scary. And Astana says bridge officials decided to make sure it doesn't happen after the Loma Prieta earthquake back in 1989.
I'll tell you what, we're having an earthquake.
It famously happened during the World Series.
I don't know if we're on the air or not, and I'm not sure I care. That's the greatest open in the history of television, bar none.
That tumbler was magnitude 6.9. The Golden Gate Bridge suffered only minor damage. But bigger earthquakes can happen here.
The largest earthquake that San Andreas Fault can generate is 8.3.
Astana was tapped to be on the Golden Gate Bridge's seismic retrofit team and make the bridge safe in an 8.3.
The seismic retrofit that's done now, to the best of our knowledge, is going to prevent serious damage to the bridge.
The retrofit, which includes things like strengthening the bases so they don't get crushed, will be done in 2 to 4 years. Astana says the answers he came up with, while mostly hypothetical, proved what he already knew.
I'm very happy to tell your listeners that we are very proud as engineers that we have such structures that public use and enjoy. At the same time, they are so safe. And I appreciate you asking me to look into it. It was a really exciting weekend for me.
So fear not, Bay Area residents. The Golden Gate Bridge probably isn't coming down anytime soon. Except maybe in your local theater. For Cross Currents, I'm Isabel Angel.
Special thanks to recent UC Berkeley engineering graduate Candace Tsai, who was Astana's co-investigator for this story. You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba, and I'm here with Radiolab co-host and sound composer and designer extraordinaire Jad Abumrad. Welcome again, Jad.
Sure, it's good to be here.
Well, Jad is joining us today to help with our fall membership campaign. It's a very short period of time when we ask our listeners to support the programming we hear on KALW. And we are in the final stretch. We're in the final 32 minutes of this drive. And we are thankful for everyone who's contributed to KALW. Why don't you join them at 800-525-9917. Give us a call and contribute to the station that's bringing you Cross Currents, that brings you Radiolab and the voices you hear on all the programs here at KALW. The number to call now to be a part of this membership drive, 31 minutes left. And we have a challenge, Jad.
Really?
Yes, really.
Like a matching situation.
We have...
bring it. What is it?
A final challenge for this final half hour By 6 p.m., we need 100 calls, 100 people to call in to say, yes, we want to be part of KALW. 800-525-9917 is the number to call. And guess what we get? If we get the 100 calls, we will get an extra $1,500 for KALW. 800-525-9917. But we only get the 1,500 if you call and if we make the 100 calls. And I think we can do it, Jad. I think.
Yeah.
Like we.
Definitely.
We are definitely able to
do this. You know, and it's like, I know that people who call, is it that people who call will automatically be entered to get those tickets or to maybe win tickets to come see me talk October 1st? We can hang out. We can make music together. And you know that you're doing a good thing by supporting the radio that you rely on. So 800-525-9917.
Or
show
you can
KALW some love.
All right. You heard it from Jad Abumrad of Radiolab, or go online to KALW.org and contribute at any level. Some people have contributed 50, some people 500, some people 5,000. But if you contribute at the $200 level, you will get two tickets to see Jad Abumrad's show here in San Francisco October 1st. And there's also a little meet and greet, so you get to meet him in person as well. What a great way to say, yes, I support KALW, and thank you in advance for giving us a call at 800-525-9917 or go online to KALW.org and make your contribution there. $200 gets you two Jad Abumrad tickets. You do not want to miss this show on October 1st. And get in on this challenge. We need 100 calls by less than half an hour now. We have 28 minutes to get 100 calls. Be the next caller at 800-525-9917, or you can go online to KALW.org. This is, we only come to you occasionally. And the next time we're coming to you is in May 2015, way in the future. So if you're asking when is the time to make the contribution, that's now. 800-525-9917 or KALW.org. We listened to you. You said, yes, we want shorter pledge drives and we want them less frequently. We said, by all means, but that only works if you pick up that phone and call at 800-525-9917 or KALW.org. I have some people to thank, Jad. Belinda Reynolds, thank you. Jen Chien, thank you. Leela Day, thank you. Sarah Hargrave, thank you so much for giving to KALW, your local public radio station. Susan Chien, thank you very much. Be the next person. Join these fine folks who know a good public radio station when they see one. 800-525-9917, KALW.org. This is it. This is the time. If you've been listening to us, we've been on the air for 2 weeks during this membership campaign. If you've been saying, oh, I'll do it later, I'll do it tomorrow, there's no time. This is it. This is
it. Here's how I think about it. In these remaining, as time sort of winds down, you know, you brought it up that that these fun drives, they can be an interruption. They can feel kind of annoying. It is true. But you know what? This is a moment actually to sort of put a positive spin on it, where we like remind people, you know, listener support isn't just like a business model. In fact, it's kind of a dumb business model, you know, when you get down to it. It's actually bigger than that. Because it's like when people support public radio, really what you are doing is you're sort of like fortifying the walls to block out all of those influences, which have basically crept in everywhere but public radio. So listener support is about actually keeping a certain space on the dial that is sort of, you know, kind of pure, where you know the reporters are telling you things because they think you want to know it, not because they're trying to sort of sell you something. That's what you're paying for. So, like, let there be no mistake about it. In these 29 minutes, step forward, support the kind of radio that you want to hear. It actually starts when you make a pledge. So,
That's right.
Oh, I'm getting into it. I can feel my blood pressure rising. 800-525-9917. You know, $200, you can get some tickets to come see me October 1st.
And you want people to come and see you. You want people to
I
come see you.
I definitely want people to come and see you. I think I'm really excited about this talk. So, yeah.
All right. KALW.org is where you can go online, or 800-525-9917. And as our listeners know, we do like to keep these breaks short. So let's get back to the show.
Have you noticed how the way a space feels really depends on how it sounds? Take the California Academy of Sciences in Golden Gate Park, for example. On a recent Sunday, there were hundreds of visitors, including kids, running around. You'd think it would be crazy loud, but listen, the voices aren't overwhelming. That's because a San Francisco company designed the sound in here. Yes, designed the sound. There's people who do this everywhere. They're called sound architects. And today we're going to learn how they do it in a place called the Sound Lab, where they can listen to the sound of buildings before they're even built. KALW's Christina Loring takes us there.
Outside Arup's office on 2nd and Mission Street, it sounds like this. And it looks like any big office building. But when you go inside and upstairs into the Arup office, there's a mysterious door. And if you pass through with Associate Principal Josh Kushner, it sounds completely different.
To walk in at first when in its silent state is actually, to me, it sort of is a sucking sound. It's like, or this sensation that all the sound's been sucked out.
This is the Sound Lab. It's like you're walking into a cave. But instead of rock, the walls are made of foam. And instead of bats, there's speakers.
The system we use here is called ambisonics. That's effectively having a sphere of sound. So the room you're in right now, it's got four speakers on the floor. It's got four speakers at ear level. It's got four speakers up in the ceiling.
Ambisonics is basically a fancy term for an audio technique that makes you feel fully immersed in sound. It's almost like you're wearing headphones on your whole body.
The difference between the experience you get in the Sound Lab and just listening to sound over a speaker system is similar to drinking a glass of water versus taking a shower.
Since we're washing ourselves in sound, I asked Josh to baptize me in the Sound Lab.
So the show's about to start.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we're going to sit you in the sweet spot right here.
Okay.
So this is the ultimate listening position.
Okay, so we can't really bring the experience to you over our mono signal. You can't really replicate the Sound Lab in the car or the kitchen or wherever you're listening right now. But we'll try to give you a little taste.
So what this demonstration is it takes you through the sequence from a mono signal to stereo to 5.1 and to ambisonics. So the recording that you're listening to is at a cathedral in San Francisco, and all around it on the balcony. So the microphone's in the middle on the floor, and there's players and instruments and singers all around you. So it's a really good piece. So right now they're smushed, and they're smushed into this little virtual speaker right here, right? That just went to stereo, which you should have heard it spread laterally from left to right. So next we're going to go to the 5.1 experience, which is the cinema surround sound. But it's all still in the plane of your ear, so you have no sense of height. So what we're going to do now is go to the ambisonic system.
It does feel like you're jumping in a pool of sound, actually, a little bit.
It's good. I like that.
So, it's a pretty great room. I want one. But how do they get the money to afford such a fancy toy? Well, it's because this place is a sonic simulator, and people pay Josh and his team to simulate sound.
I worked on a hotel in New York, and it was a boutique hotel, and they sell sleep at hotels, right?
Right.
And they had a fictional guest, which was Henry Kissinger. For some reason, he was like the fictional guest that stayed at their hotel for like $700 a night, right?
This is not an act that is free.
Right.
But anyways, so we created a virtual guest room experience for them in their new tower that they haven't built yet.
Which means?
We went out, we took recordings there and calibrated them. We took subway recordings and we calibrated them. And we even went out and measured their air conditioning system, what it's going to be.
They brought those recordings back and pumped them into the sound lab.
So we kind of created this virtual guest room where they walk in, they put down their bags.
And hear exactly what the room they had yet to build would actually sound like. The building's architects take that info, design to spec, and make the perfect sounding hotel rooms.
Would Henry Kissinger, whoever their model guest would be satisfied in this suite or not, right?
And it's worth checking out because that boutique hotel has to justify charging $700 a night, right?
Yes, I'd be comfortable with that.
They've got lots of high-end clients, like San Francisco's Opera, the California Academy of Sciences, and the new SF MoMA. Occasionally, they get a client who's an audiophile, just like them.
I'm waiting for my man.
One of the Arab guys heard that Lou Reed was unsatisfied with the reproductions of his live work. So they approached him about remastering his music using the Sound Lab. They wanted to prove that Ambisonics could make his recordings so good, it would be like his playing experience on stage back in the 70s.
And if you're Lou Reed, you're not just hearing what's coming from the four speakers, but you're hearing the representation of reflections that were off the stage or sounds that were directly behind you or above you. And so that was the Lou Reed project, was actually to prove to him that we could use Ambisonics to give him a reproduction of his experience playing live.
Lou Reed loved it. And the Arab guys created an installation at Cal State Long Beach's Art Museum so that others could experience the music from the perspective of Lou Reed himself on stage. It's kind of like a magic power. You're creating a world the way you want it to sound. I asked Josh what sound he wishes he could get his hands on.
Almost every bar and restaurant you go into, right, is sort of public enemy number one.
Especially if they're blasting some overplayed classic rock.
I didn't want to single out Lynyrd Skynyrd, but there is that part of Free Bird where the solo guitar just never ends. And that's the part that I always seem to be in the midst of.
There are so many unpleasant noises around us.
Yeah, I mean, some train stations are absolutely horrendous.
Then call 3-4 San Francisco Airport, no more than 8 minutes.
Airports.
Wouldn't it be nice if every place was carefully sonically designed? So everywhere we went, we could hear what we wanted to hear? Even if that's nothing at all. Josh Kushner and his team are working on it. In San Francisco, I'm Christina Loring for Cross Currents.
Thank you, Christina. You're listening to Cross Currents. This is KALW. I'm Hanat Baba. I'm here with Radio Lab's Jad Abumrad. And Jad is joining us today as a special guest for our fall membership campaign. There are only 18 minutes left in this whole campaign. We are done in 18 minutes, but we need to get to 100 callers by 6 o'clock. Can you help us get there? 800-525-9917 is the number to call right now. Make a contribution at any level, also at kalw.org. But if you contribute at the $200 level, Jad Abumrad will meet you and greet you at his show on October 1st here in San Francisco, and you will get 2 tickets to his show. And that's only if you give us a call right now. We need to make this challenge to get an extra $1,500. And I know we can do it. I know we have the support. I know we have people out there who are like, I want to be a part of this.
You know what? I tell you, there's There is a perfect storm of incentives happening right now. I mean, you can come see me October 1st. We only have 17 minutes left until it sounds like the drive is over. You've got this match in effect. Come on. This is it. This is, if you're one of those people that you're like, you've been listening and you're like, oh, I'll get to it at some point. This is that point. Now is the time. So step forward and then come hang out with me October 1st.
That's right.
800-525-9917.
And Jad, what is it about public radio, do you think, that makes people just come back every day?
Well, I think it has to do with the fact that, I mean, you know, it is the sort of the inverse of these pledge drives. The reason that we can tell stories that are not beholden to any one commercial interest is that we do our business this way. So our clients are the people listening, and you know, those small percentage of people will step forward and pledge, and they kind of keep it going for the rest of us, but. Us on this side of the radio, all we have to do is just tell stories that you want to hear, that you demand to handle the truth in the way that you hold the standard on, and no one else. And so I think that's what makes public radio great.
Right. We want to answer.
I'm sorry. It actually doesn't work unless you pledge. I mean, that's just the bottom line. There's no other way that this thing goes, except when you pledge.
800-525-9917 is the number to call right now to get in on the last 15 minutes of our fall membership campaign. We are ending it in 15 minutes, and we want to finish strong. And that means you picking up the phone right now. With me is Radiolab's Jad Abumrad, and he also is asking you to call us at 800-525-9917 or go to kalw.org. 78% of our budget is from you, and we only want to answer to you, not to a company, not to a corporation, not to anybody else, to you, our listener. We make our programming for you, and we want to answer only to you. So help us continue that by giving us a call, 800-525-9917, or go to kalw.org. We have another favorite clip from Radiolab that we wanted to share, Jad.
Okay.
And this one is from the Musical Languages episode. Here it is.
When you do post-production, as you know, of speech, you loop things so that you can zero in on P's that sound too loud, you need to unpop, or S's that sound too sharp, and so on. So you put things on loops in order to fine-tune the way the speech sounds. So I had this particular phrase on a loop and forgot about it.
What phrase was this?
It's a phrase that occurs at the beginning of the CD in which I say, the sounds as they appear to you are not only different
from those that are really present, but they sometimes behave so strangely as to seem quite impossible.
Now, I had sometimes behaved so strangely looped.
The sounds as they appear to you are not only different from those that are really present, but they sometimes behave so strangely.
Just those few words.
Sometimes behave so strangely.
And forgot about it.
Sometimes behave so strangely. Sometimes behave so strangely.
So here's what happened. Diana leaves her studio. She closes the door, goes into the kitchen to make some tea. All the while, this loop is whirring away in the background. As she's sipping her tea, she thinks, is someone singing? Who's singing?
I heard what sounded like song in the background.
She realized, wait a second. That's not singing. That's me. Talking.
That very phrase.
So strangely.
But at this point,
sometimes behave so strangely.
It appeared to be sung
sometimes
rather than spoken.
So strangely. Sometimes behave so strangely.
This is.
Sometimes behave so strangely.
Right? Yeah. You still hear the words, but they're sung words rather than spoken words.
It's weird. Like, it just switches at a certain point. Three or four repetitions in.
Right.
It's going, and then pow. Becomes music. And then now none of us can get it out of our head. Like, the whole office is like, sometimes behave so strangely.
sometimes behave so strangely.
And you know what? If you do this demo and then you go back to the original sentence, it sounds like, you know, speech to begin with. And when you come to that very phrase, I seem to be bursting into song.
The sounds as they appear to you are not only different from those that are really present, but they sometimes behave so strangely as to seem quite impossible.
You're listening to Cross Currents on KALW News. We sometimes behave so strangely here on the station that brings you not only Cross Currents, but Radio Lab. With me live right now is Jad Abumrad. Thank you, Jad, for being with us. In helping us in our fall membership campaign, we have 11 minutes to go. We're wrapping up this whole thing in 11 minutes, but we need you to call and support the station that brings you, Jad. 800-525-9917 or go to KALW.org. Make a contribution at any level. But if you make a contribution at the $200 level, you will get to meet Jad Abumrad in person. You will get to go to his show on October 1st with someone, two tickets, and you'll get to meet him in person. What better gift than that, really? 800-525-9917. 10 minutes. 10 minutes left, Jad. 10 minutes. Why should people call?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, you know, that clip is a perfect example. It's just a weird little thing that kind of illuminates some hidden aspect of the universe, right? The fact that you can repeat a word and suddenly it becomes a song. You know, I mean, it's like, I think, and October 1st, what I'm going to be talking about is like the creation of Radiolab and what it took to make that show and the long process we went through. And I'll just say, like, shows like Radiolab do not happen anywhere else but public radio, because it's like it's a hard show to describe. It's a hard show to pitch. People get it when they hear it, but it's really difficult to sort of put words to. Those kinds of shows can grow up on public radio because of listener support, because you can take weird little esoteric risks that turn into something. That is actually what you do when you pledge. You create the next set of new voices that come. I mean, this is why I love KALW, I got to be honest. You guys have so many interesting new voices. You have such a personality, such a sense of humor. And I tell you, I've been everywhere in public radio. That is rare. So support KALW, because this is a really unique station. Call 800-525-9917. If you do it $200, you can come see me October 1st. We'll hang out at the talk. We'll get two tickets if you go to KALW.org. But it really starts when you pledge. You make the way for new stuff to come along.
All right. And with us now is KALW General Manager Matt Martin. Welcome, Matt.
Hey, Hannah. Hey, Jad.
Hey, Matt.
We're down to 9 minutes to go here. And so I got a little report from the phone room, which is that we have had 23 people be part of KALW in this hour, which is beautiful. This is the end of an amazing day for KALW. We're pressing towards our campaign goal. But in these last minutes, we got a challenge, we got some money to raise, some support to bring together for just what Jad is talking about, inventive radio, thoughtful radio, investigative radio that answers to the people who listen. Your call right now will help us toward that goal and keep this little productive little station here in the Bay Area going strong. 800-525-9917, KALW.org. If you want not just to love Radiolab and Fresh Air and Cross Currents and Your Call, the shows you already know, but the ones that have yet to be birthed, that will grow right here at KALW, it is your call that will make that happen. 800-525-9917. And when it comes to this challenge, a click is as good as a call. That's at KALW.org. But we need absolute madness here in the last 8 minutes if we are going to close out this drive as a success.
And thank you to Linda Mackey in Menlo Park, Sean Foley in San Francisco, Adriana Oliveira in Richmond, Cheryl Brown in Oakland. Thank you to Tom Bickley. Thank you all for joining the final challenge at KALW.org or 800-525-9917. Give us a call. Help us finish strong. And then we promise we will only come to you in May 2015. Right, Matt?
That's right. We're going to go back to, in 7 minutes, you're going to be hearing Fresh Air. And then from here on out till May of 2015, it's just great programming, Cross Currents. It's All Things Considered. It's Your Call. It's Radiolab. That is what you support if you value it. Now is the time to make sure it's here for everyone. 800-525-9917. Jad, you are in New York City, correct?
Yes.
Well, give it to us right now. Tell us why you need some good public radio here in the Bay Area.
Well, public radio, I think, is needs to be supported everywhere, particularly the Bay Area. I mean, you guys have such a huge community of people who listen and who innovate, and there's so much culture and stuff that comes out of the Bay Area that I think, you know, you guys are real leaders in the public radio, in the public radio system. And that means your listeners have to step up and lead. And it's not just about sort of assuming that the thing's going to be on the air, but you got to be the person who's like, you know what, I'm going to support this, not just for me, but for the next guy and the guy after that. I'm going to be that person. So, you know, you've got 7 minutes to be that person. That is the public radio spirit. So, you know, please make the call, 800-525-9917, KALW.org. $200 gets you 2 tickets to come see me October 1st. We'll hang out, you and a friend and me. We'll talk about music, talk about gut churn, whatever. But make the call, 800-525-9917. And you can do it online at KALW.org.
And the show is called Gut Churn. So you have to come. Find out what it's about. 800-525-9917. We have 5 minutes left. 5 minutes. We can do this only with your support. We are so thankful, and I am always in awe personally at the support we have here at KALW and the generosity of our listeners who really believe in us. And we believe in you. We believe in this mission. We believe in keeping it commercial free, corporate free. But we can only do that when you pick up that phone at 800-525-9917 or go online to KALW.org. We are here for you, and we love it that you are here for us.
KALW.org. We do it together, right? This is a creative community at the station, and then there's open doors to the community. And like Jad was saying, where better on earth to make public radio than the San Francisco Bay Area? And that is why KALW has been able to grow and to create new things, because you have stepped up and said you believe in it, you've had our backs, but right now we've got a challenge. We're at the end of this drive. We came in needing $16,000 to make it to our goal. That's nuts. We started with over $75,000 to go today, and right now I believe that the listeners of KALW are going to make it happen. Be the next person to call. 800-525-9917 or to go online to KALW.org. Jad, final minutes, last message.
Well, I would just say, you know, this is if you're listening right now, it means you really do love public radio because you're listening to us yammer about money. If you're listening right now, you are the kind of person that should be calling, that should be pledging, that should be, you know, paying it forward to support, to make sure the transmitters are on, to make sure that mics get in the hands of reporters who go out and do great stories that come on Cross Currents and Morning Edition. That all, like, that's the great thing about pledging. It goes directly to the sound that you hear and the sound that you rely on. I don't know of too many other things that where you can say that, but it does mean you have to pledge. So 800-525-9917, $200. You can come see me October 1st, KALW.org. Make the pledge. We have 5 minutes to go.
800-525-9917. We have had folks today give $10, give $50, give $100. We've had people give $1,000. And as we close these last few minutes, we simply ask you do what you can. It's a voluntary act. That's what's so beautiful about it. You can listen forever, and we hope that you continue to listen no matter whether or not you pledge. But we believe that it feels good to be involved, and that actually, I loved what you said, Jad, about it's not a business model. It really is part of this different kind of creative enterprise, which is based on people voluntarily giving their support. We're not selling you something. We're asking you to be part of making something you love and value. 800-525-9917. We're going to fresh air, uninterrupted, very soon. We will not be back until May of 2015, but right now we can't have an open line in that phone room. And also, you can always go online, KALW.org.
800-525-9917. Thank you to William Littman and Kate Fritz.
Yes.
Emery Rowe in Oakland, Brittany Botorf, and Asim Bansali of San Francisco for putting up the challenge money for today. Supporters of local public radio, supporters of this station that brings you Radio Lab. With us is Jad Abumrad, also just generous to be with us on KALW today. We are so happy to have you, Jad. Thank you so much for being with us. Call 800-525-9917 to make a donation. And again, at the $200 level, 2 tickets to Jad's show October 1st and a meet and greet. Meet and greet. Jad Abumrad, you got to do it. 800-525-9917.
Thanks to Carla Jones in San Francisco, Lorraine Norby, Jill Caddis, Amber and Haig, just part of the flood of folks who are coming through here in the last moments.
Thank you.
And I do want to thank Jad Abumrad. I don't know if I said it as well as Hamad.
Abumrat.
I leave it to the native Arab speaker. 800-525-9917. Thank you so much for everyone who's calling now. 800-525-9917. One last thought from you, Jad. We have about 2 minutes here.
Well, I'll just say this. I mean, from here in New York, I mean, you know, being at the biggest public radio station, we are all actually looking at you guys at KALW. I mean, there's so much interesting, exciting things happening. I mean, the last fund drive you guys did where you did, I mean, some of the funniest, most inspiring work that I've seen in my whole public radio lifetime. So there's, the entire system is in a way looking up to you guys. So I would just ask your listeners that, like, don't take this for granted. You've got 2 minutes. This is one of the coolest stations in the entire country. Step forward. You know, have your vote be counted by dialing these numbers, 800-525-9917. Show your support. Be like, you know what? I dig this station. This station is important. The stuff I hear here, I can't hear anywhere else. KALW.org. It takes like 30 seconds. That's all it takes. You can do it 4 times before we get to at least 9 o'clock New York time. And if you do it for $200, come see me on October 1st. I would love to meet some KALW listeners on October 1st.
800-525-9917.
We're competing here for your pledges.
we want to make the most of this time because we value this. We share this together. We want to keep it strong. Your call right now makes it happen.
800-525-9917. Pick up the phone. Make the call. This is the time. Final minute. The final minute.
This is it.
Of the drive. And thank you so much to everybody who's called in at 800-525-9917 or has gone to KALW.org. We appreciate you, and we appreciate that you appreciate us. How about that?
We do it together. KALW.org, this creative community enterprise. You're keeping it strong. There's so much good stuff happening here, and there's so much left to do. We can do it together. I see an open line at 800-525-9917. This is the last time. This is it. We're off the air in terms of fundraising until May of 2015. So what a wonderful time to be part of it. KALW.org, 800-525-9917. You're listening to KALW San Francisco.
800-525-9917. Give us a call now. Support local public radio. Join our family. I really think of this as a family, and I want you to be a part of my family. If you want to be a part of our family, give us a call. 800-525-9917. It's really a joint effort, and we can't do it without you. It's just plain and simple that it's a joint effort. Together, we make it work. Together, we bring it. But you need to call us at 800-525-9917 or KALW.org. Thank you, Jad, for being with us today.
So great.
Hey, this is a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Right
Thank
on.
You so much. See you October 1st.
And absolutely.
This has been Cross Currents. I'm Henat Baba. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll see you next time.